Beloved friends, we greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. We welcome you to the Word of God today. This is your Bible teacher of the air speaking, J.W. Bramhall, happy to bring the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ from the Word of God. Listen to the words of our beloved Savior. We quote them from Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Will you please note carefully and consider with me what the Savior says in vivid contrast in these two verses? They contain eternal lessons. Let me present them. First, the Savior mentions two gates. They are very different from one another. Second, he mentions two ways. These also are different in direction. Third, he mentions two classes of people and how different they are too. Fourth, he mentions two destinations and how far apart they are. Let's look at them very separately. First, the two gates. Please note in verse 13, one gate is called the straight gate. The other is called wide. I am certain that you will agree that each gate leads into some place. For, surely, never to the same place. There are not three gates, my friend, just two. Pay attention to the exhortation of the Savior. Which gate you should enter? The opening words of the Lord Jesus say, enter ye in at the straight gate. It may not seem wide enough for you, and it will not be if you are more impressed by the larger and wider gate. But note very carefully, the Savior says enter in at the straight gate, not the wide gate. Please pay attention to the difference between the straight gate and the wide gate. Make sure that you go in the right gate. But then also, as we have said, there are two ways. The two gates do not lead in the same direction and to the same place. You find that the wide gate puts you upon a road that is very broad. There is plenty of room to frolic, to enjoy pleasure and sin. The straight gate leads one upon the narrow way. Have you ever considered carefully these two gates and these two ways? Please do not make any mistake in choosing which way you want to go and should go. You can't really be wrong. Listen to the words of the wise man in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 2. Verse 12, I believe. Proverbs 14 and verse 12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. My beloved, take it in. Don't depend on what you think is the right way, or what I may think is the right way. Let us remember that the Lord Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He did not say, I am a way. He said, I am the way. Will you not make sure, my friend, you're not taking your own way? There's only one way, his way. Don't go your own. Then there are two classes of people traveling these two ways. Now do not forget, no person is able to travel two ways at the same time. You're either on one way or the other. You're on the broad way or you're on the narrow way. Now think for a moment. Ask yourself, which way am I traveling? Am I on the narrow or am I on the broad way? Now, who are the people traveling these two ways? Well, take it in. Jesus said there are many who are traveling the broad way, but there are only a few that travel the narrow path. My beloved, if you will look around today amongst the population of this world, can you not be convinced that the majority of people seem to be preferring the broad way? I wonder why. Let me ask you a simple question. Tell me, as you look at the people of the world today, whether you can see them in your own city, your own county, your own state, or your own country. Do you really think that the majority are walking the narrow way? I don't think so. There is so much sin, lawlessness, and wickedness, and pleasures that are abundant in sinful living around us in the world today. How can anyone be so naive to think these folks are on the narrow way? My beloved, may I ask the question, do you happen to be on the broad road yourself? Frankly, I will admit, you will have plenty of company. Sad to say the fact, but it's so. And if you would read in Luke's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 23 through 27, which we don't have time to read them all through, but you will find in that scripture of Luke 13 that some people say they know the Lord. But when they reach the end of the way, the Lord says, I never knew you. Depart from me. But then the other class of people, Jesus says, who are the few. Note what Jesus says concerning the narrow gate, the narrow way, in verse 14. Few there be that find it. Tell me, my friend, just how many real, genuine, born-again Christians are in your city or town or village on the narrow way? To count them, if you could, don't you think the Lord Jesus was telling the truth? They are few in number compared to the many on the other path. I wonder if one reason that the Lord has not yet been able to fill heaven is because so many do not wish to accept his invitation and have their pleasures of sin on the broad road which leads to destruction. I know the Lord will yet fill the Father's house according to his promise, but so many are slow to come to the Savior. Perhaps you might be one of those. Do not continue to refuse the invitation of the Lord Jesus. Come, says the Lord Jesus, for all things are now ready. And he bids you to come to that gospel feast that he's prepared, inviting children to come, old people to come, middle-aged people to come. Yes, everyone is invited. But may I plead that you would make sure that you come to the Savior and that you come to him today. But note the last contrast. The last contrast in this story the Lord Jesus tells. There are two destinations. Not just one, there are two destinations. One is and they are together, look at them separately, they are a great and they are an eternal distance from one another. One way goes upward to the highest heaven. The other goes down to the lowest hell. The narrow way leads to life. The other, says the Lord Jesus, leads to destruction. Oh, my beloved friend, may I point out to you, very simply, very plainly, you and I cannot go to both places. You and I will either go to heaven or we will go to hell. Well, did one write, eternity, eternity, where will you spend eternity? 'Tis heaven or hell for you and me. Make now your choice. Which shall it be? Oh, may I bring before you the words of the Lord Jesus as I quote them again. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find them. Now remember what the Lord Jesus has said. We repeat the lesson. There are two gates, very different from each other. We ask the question, which gate have you entered? Second, there are two ways, very different in their direction. Now, which way are you on? The narrow or the broad way? Then third, there are two classes of people, very, very different. Many or few? The many upon the broad way and the few on the narrow way. We ask the question, my dear friend, which class of these people do you belong to? Are you among the many on the broad road? Or are you on that narrow way, though they be few upon it? Then last of all, fourth, we found two destinations. The destinations are different. One destination, the narrow way, the straight gate, the narrow way, leads to life eternal, heaven. The other way, the destination leads downward to hell. My beloved, we ask very reverently and lovingly, please consider what your destination will be. And you have a choice that you can make. You can make the choice, let me quote the words again, eternity, eternity. Where will you spend eternity? 'Tis heaven or hell for you and me. Make now your choice. Which shall it be? Beloved and blessed Father, we thank thee for these priceless, wonderful and eternal words from the lips of the Lord Jesus as he speaks to all of us. We pray by the Holy Spirit that he may indeed bring some sinner to trust him as their Savior now. Amen.